So here we are again, almost at the exact same date where the Orioles are going to send out invoices for potential postseason tickets.
Here we are. It's late August. We're in a pennant race. It's what fans have wanted. It's what we've wanted. And it's nice to do this for the second year in a row and get these invoices out. And hopefully people are as excited to receive them as they were last year.
All right, Greg, tell me about the process, what fans are going to be receiving, what season ticket holders are going to be getting in the mail.
So all of our season plan holders, which is full season holders, 29-game plan holders, and 13-game plan holders, will get an invoice in the mail for their 2013 postseason. The full season plan holders can buy up to the 11 possible games. That's what they'll be invoiced for. 29-game plan holders can buy 6 games, and 13-game plan holders can buy 3 games. So it's a great opportunity for our most loyal fans to get in before the general public would have an opportunity later in September, guarantee themselves seats for these games, and also pay a significantly less than an individual game buyer would spend.
So those are going to be at a discount for those season ticket holders, the postseason games would. Of course, there's always a possibility these invoices go out and the Orioles do not wind up in the postseason. I know you had the opportunity to get accustomed to this as far as what happens.
Well, last year we did certainly have some individuals who didn't get their postseason tickets thinking that the Orioles might not make it. But when they did, we certainly heard from them, and unfortunately by the time we did, it's too late to really help. So we certainly strongly advise. I mean, you're a season plan holder. You're one of our most committed, most loyal fans. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity. So we would strongly urge fans to take advantage of this significant discount you receive and this opportunity for really a no-hassle purchase. Depending on your payment plan and how you decide to pay, you can receive a refund for unplayed games, or depending on how you pay, some of those payments may just roll over into next year's season tickets.
Final question. As far as individual game tickets going on sale for the postseason, do you have a date on that, and what should fans kind of waiting the wings do?
We don't yet, but we're looking at probably no earlier than, say, mid-September. You know, we would certainly wait until we're much closer to the postseason, seeing where we are, gauging where we are. At that point, we'll be in discussions with Major League Baseball, and they'll authorize us to put individual tickets on sale. So right now we're authorized to get out to our season plan holders, get ahead. We have plenty of advanced planning that needs to be done in terms of reserving the seats, printing the tickets, getting them distributed, taking the inventory that was not sold and putting that out on sale. So that's why the process takes a little bit longer, but it won't be until, you know, much later into September when public sale of postseason goes on sale.